This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. This is episode number 9 for April 20th, 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of a young man who suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome and how an upper cervical correction really helped him. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more upper cervical testimonials and to hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Hello, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Hamburg. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What you got for us today?
Well, of course, I've got another testimony. Isn't that what this is about? Testimonial Tuesday, right?
Amen.
All right. So, this is a story about a 29-year-old male who basically was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, and he was referred in by a fibromyalgia case of mine, who is actually a quite talented musician, and she's probably one of the most unstable, as far as holding her correction is concerned, patients I have. And at the beginning of care, I was getting quite frustrated why this particular individual wouldn't hold her adjustment, and then I find out that this gal is probably about 5'1", 100 pounds. I found out that when she goes and does her music gigs at churches and hotels and restaurants and so forth, that she sets up all of her own equipment. She has two amps that weigh about 80 pounds, and so she's continually loading and unloading this equipment, and here I am hitting my head against the wall trying to figure out why this person just won't hold. So anyway, she sends in, like I said, 29-year-old male, chronic fatigue syndrome. In consultation, he talks about how he wakes up at 11 a.m. at the earliest in the morning. This has been going on for 2.5 years. He's pale as a sheet. He's got big circles under his eyes. And he says no matter how much he sleeps or lays down, he just is wasted all the time. And obviously, that's no way to go through life, especially when you're 29 years old. Yeah. And his family, they're quite alternative, and they'd been to all sorts of acupuncture and homeopathy, and prior to that, they went to medical doctors, and I know that's not alternative, but when you're in that sort of a desperate straits, you'll do just about anything. But none of it really helped. And not only did he wake up at 11, he would go to bed at 10 p.m. And as I say on all these Testimonial Tuesdays, we said, took a set of pictures on him, and this particular individual was up and forward to the left, what we call ASL in the Blair system, and was corrected. And I tell all of my new patients, because that evening after they're corrected, expect to be fatigued, because I find 80% of the cases that at least I correct, they feel kind of wiped out that night. And so I told him that, and we got him corrected, and about 5 hours later I get a phone call in the office, and it was this particular case, and front desk got me on the phone, and he says, "Dr. Hall, you said I was supposed to be really tired and my energy's better than it's been in 2.5 years. What the heck's going on?" And I said, I said it was 80%. You're just not in the 80%. And so let's see, he started care, it's probably been 8 months, if my recollection serves me properly, and he's quite a talented singer also, and he has landed all sorts of jobs and gigs. He's out there in the LA area and has become quite successful. He says his voice, since he's been corrected, he can tell actually when he's in and out of alignment based on the notes that he can hit, which I've seen on quite a few cases that I've had in. But his energy is pretty much restored all the way back to normal, even when he's out of alignment now. He's functional. Obviously, we don't want to leave him that way. And he's had chronic headaches and a nausea problem and the cognitive fog, which goes along with the chronic fatigue issues and a little bit of dizziness. And for the most part, he's back to a normal kid, outliving life like he should. And it just always gets me how many people, just not only in the nation but in our local area, are currently dealing with those types of issues and are either drugged or swallowing tons of herbs and just barely scraping by when there's a solution. And I guess, Paul, that's why we do this Testimonial Tuesdays, to get the word out there. And I know our viewership is maybe small now, but hopefully in the future it'll grow, and by what we're doing here and a lot of the other great things that are happening within Upper Cervical, we'll be able to get this message out there like it should be, yeah, where it belongs, in the public eye. Because as you know, and all of us know that do this work, we got by far and away the most powerful product when it comes to restoring people's health and keeping them well.
Yes, we do. I can tell you, a real good way to get these podcasts noticed is to tell your patients to download them and listen to them. And in particular, if they go to iTunes, write a review. Because the more people that subscribe and the more people that write reviews and actually write a review, in addition to clicking one of the stars to determine how much they enjoy the program, it gets you noticed.
I haven't done this, but we have a database of emails. I'll start sending all of these out to the patient base. Yeah. If we could get other upper cervical doctors to do that to their patient base, that, and not only is it good to get the word out, but I guarantee you, if they, the way I stimulate most referrals in my office is obviously results number one, but every day when I, mostly it's because I get so darn excited about it, but when I have a big case, I tell every dang person in the office that day. And as I said last week or 2 weeks ago, ironically, what I hear is, oh, really? This can help chronic fatigue? Oh, really? This can help lupus? I say, yes, it's not just good for your condition. Do you remember the nervous system controls and coordinates every function in your whole body? And if you're out of alignment, it ain't going to work right.
You know what you need,
so
Doc?
It's a what?
You need a tape recorder? An upper cervical patient newsletter. I know someone who makes one.
Continually staying in front of their brain, huh?
That's
but, I mean, that really is what it takes. You know, we've been doing this for 10 years in my case, and other people 50 years, I've made the or had the problem of sometimes you forget where your patient is, and that it took you 20 years to get to the level of understanding that you have, and sometimes we forget where patients are at and how much repetition and reinforcement they need to get the big idea.
Yeah. I've been trying to think what would be a good way with each of these, because you never know which one episode somebody might listen to is explain concisely what upper cervical is, so that they don't lose interest halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hadn't figured out a perfect way to do that.
Well, maybe next time I can do my 3-minute introduction to upper cervical chiropractic that I give to all my new patients. Yeah, it's about 20 minutes, but I can cut it down.
Oh, that'd be a good idea. All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Do it. All right.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Take it easy.
Well, that's it for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Please tune in next week, where you'll get another great story about how upper cervical has helped patients, and you'll also hear Dr. Hall's introduction to upper cervical. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please subscribe to this show in iTunes and write reviews. It will really help this show to get noticed, and it will help upper cervical chiropractic to get noticed as well.